Thank you. Are gathered for thy blessing. We will wait upon our God. We will trust in him who loved us and who bought us with his blood. I trust that's why we've come together. We're here to wait upon our God. Surely he has a blessing reserved for each of us as we seek him in regard to this camp season. I believe God has something he wants to work in each of our lives. And so our coming together is twofold. Yes, we want to pray for the camp season. Yes, we want to believe God to move by his Spirit. But I believe also God brings us together so that he can work in us. Some time ago at a staff meeting, the Lord spoke and said that he brings us to Pilgrim Camp so that he could possess us more fully. And so I want him to possess me more fully in these days. And my brother Paul reminded me, too, that we ought to believe. We were talking, and he reminded me, we ought to believe for personal victories. God is at work in me. And God has a work to do in you. Amen. And so we haven't arrived. We're on the way, but we're pilgrims in progress. And God is at work. And we want to just trust him together. We want to, with our united faith and love, believe that God will come and meet us. And as he meets us, he's going to bless the camp season. And the rivers are going to flow. Rivers of living water. And so I'm very glad that you're here. I trust that you are as well. And let's see what God will do as we open our hearts to him. Oh, Jesus, come to us. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Brother Fogel, would you pray with us, please, as we begin?
Lord, we thank you that you have brought us here. We thank you, Lord, that you have a plan for each one of us. You know our need, you know our struggles. You know our psyche. You know everything about us, Lord. And you are here to fill us more with yourself.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for just Jesus, that we need in a greater way, Lord. Yes. Inhabit your dwelling place, Lord. In a greater way, oh God, we come to you. We come to you poor and needy.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, you will meet our every need. Come to you believing that you will do that for us in these days. In Jesus' name.
Amen, 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 amen. I'd like us to take our white books and we'll sing Come Holy Spirit. Is that 126 maybe? 124. And let's stand as we sing. Let's just open our hearts, open our souls. I know we've begun to do that already. Let Jesus have his way.
Change.
Make me whole. Come.
seated. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just wanted to say this as we begin our time together, that it's our desire that the Holy Spirit would just have His way among us in these days. And so I'd like you to be free as the Lord leads you to pray and to testify, call out a song, begin a song. Let's just allow the Lord to work among us. And we just want to sit at His feet and hear from Him. And I know that He will speak to us. It's okay if we're silent too at times, right? That's good as well. So let's just wait for the Lord. Let's wait upon Him and let Him lead. Oh, Jesus, we praise You. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. We thank You. There's been a song in my heart as I've traveled today, and it's "In Tenderness He Sought Me." Maybe we can sing that together. Praise God. 457. Hallelujah.
Thank you. as I was preparing to come up to camp and looking to the Lord and asking God to give me direction and guidance and what these days would be like, and the Lord spoke to me. He reminded me of a story of a young woman who was a teacher. She was called into the principal's office, and the principal informed her that she was going to have a class of the most unruly kids in the whole school. And it was going to be her job to take care of those kids. And just, he said, if you just keep them quiet and just keep them orderly, that would be enough. Well, the principal left the room for a few moments, and she looked on the desk, and there she saw a folder with the kids' IQs on there. And these kids were not dumb. They were quite intelligent, quite smart. And so she determined that she was going to work, and she had a tremendous expectation of making those kids perform and to do well. And that whole year, every day she went to school with that expectation. She expected those kids to do well. At the end of the year, she had the best class of the school. She was awarded a certificate. She was in the principal's office again, and the principal was talking to her and commending her and just giving a lot of accolades to what she had done. And finally she said, you know, I can't take all the credit. And he said, what do you mean you can't take all the credit? He said, I saw the kids' IQs. He said, you saw the kids' IQs? Yeah, it was in that red folder. He turned around and rummaged around. He pulled out a red folder. And he said, you're talking about this folder? He said, yes, that's the folder I saw. He said, that was not their IQs. That was their locker numbers. But what's the story there? She had an expectation. And I ask you tonight, what did you come expecting? You've come up here, you've taken time out of your schedules. What have you come expecting? Now, this is a house of manifestation. This is a house of movement. This is a house of outpouring. This is a common thing up here. And we ought to come expecting. That's what I've come expecting. I've come expecting for the Spirit of God to move once again and to outpour upon us in a greater fashion, that we will go home equipped, that we will come home filled, that we will go home with a new power to minister and to be all God wants us to be. And I just want to encourage, what are you expecting? What have you come for? It is so easy to come and sit and just sort of blend in with the furniture. But if you come with an expectant heart, this is the place to be. And that's what God spoke to me. He said, go with an expectant heart. And so I'm expecting great and mighty things.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Jesus, forever, Jesus, save.
214 in the hymn books, 214. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's stand again as we sing.
We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory.
Sing this last verse, we'll be seated. But I think it would be good, as our brother expressed, that what did you come to camp for expecting? And maybe there could be just a few testimonies. What is it that God's put upon your heart? What is it that you want God to do for you? And I think if we would express that, it would help us encourage our faith for one another. So after we finish singing this fourth verse, let's have just a few testimonies like that. Verse 4.
Revive us again, fill the heart with thy love. May it so be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again.